Ask writer Alexander Rose about the icons of U.S. culture, and he'll tell you there is one innovation that represents the ingenuity, the independence, the pioneering spirit of America: the rifle. Rose is the author of a new history called American Rifle. He calls it a biography.
Well, I kind of treat the rifle almost as a human being. The American rifle is completely and inextricably intertwined with American culture, technology, business, war, and society.
Rose met me at the firing range of the National Rifle Association outside Washington, D.C., to take a tour through two centuries of American history and how it was shaped by the rifle. That history begins with the Redcoats. In the 18th century, British soldiers were mainly armed with muskets, loud, slow, clunky things that were horribly inaccurate. And the British style of fighting with these rifles?
Essentially, line up all of you men in a very long line and tell them, and this is actually from an 18th century British drill book, that when you fire your gun, make sure to close your eyes, because you don't want to actually aim, because you just waste time like that. And so what they would do is they would send this proverbial hail of lead towards the enemy in the hopes that some of it would actually connect.
But the American rebel had a new invention.
The famous Kentucky rifle, or long rifle, which was created specifically in America for a specific purpose, frontier warfare and frontier living.
It could shoot farther and more accurately. That led to a uniquely American style of warfare, taking aim and firing on specific targets. Rose argues that is what won the Revolution. While the Redcoats fired their muskets indiscriminately, the rebels picked off British officers. You know the rest of the story. Back to the firing range, the NRA is letting us shoot a few of the guns we're talking about.
Okay, why don't you grab a seat and we'll get you set up.
Okay.
The mid-1800s brought a new American original, the Winchester. Doug Wickland, a curator at the NRA's National Firearms Museum, gives me a tutorial.
Okay.
It's loaded with 5 cartridges. Now, to work the action each time, you just work the lever like that.
And that loads a new bullet?
That loads it and cocks the hammer.
So you just have to pull the trigger. Okay, now I feel like Annie Oakley. Okay, so now I pull this back. Oh, and it pops out the cartridge.
And you're ready to shoot again.
And now it's cocked again. My God, that's easy. Okay, I'm going to do it again.
The Winchester's big innovation? It's a repeater. With a quick pump of the lever, you're reloaded. This rifle is the co-star of 1,000 movies.
Seems they knew all about your Springfield being single shot.
You mean they had repeaters?
Yeah. Only this time we just might outfox them.
On account of we got 2 Winchesters.
Jimmy Stewart leading a posse in the movie Winchester 73. If the Kentucky rifle won the American Revolution, Alex Rose says the Winchester won the American West. By the end of World War I, modern warfare demanded, as Alex Rose writes, a light, full-powered, rapid-fire rifle. Enter the M1 Garand.
The Garand was a semi-automatic, which really means that every time you pull the trigger, a bullet is unleashed.
You didn't have to mess with it. You didn't have to reload.
It was very simple. You just pushed your magazine in, you fired, bang, 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 clip came out, filled it with a new one quite quickly. Quite an advance over the older guns of the early 20th century and late 19th century.
The German and Japanese armies were still using bolt-action rifles. They had to manually work the lever between each shot. The M1 gave the Americans an advantage. But the Garand changed U.S. culture in another important way. General Douglas MacArthur appealed to President Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal sensibilities. MacArthur made the case that by spending lavishly on updating American forces with the latest technology, he would be creating thousands of new jobs and turning unskilled laborers into skilled gunsmiths. The military-industrial complex was born.
The safety for this gun is inside the trigger guard. It's a blade that you push forward to remove.
Back on the range, Doug Wickland hands me an M1 Garand.
Okay. Now, this thing is heavy. This is not for wimps.
You want to hold this into your shoulder as well.
Is this one going to kick me?
Just a little bit. But you've got experience now. You can handle it.
The Garand was the last of the old rifles, says Rose. It was used straight through World War II, Korea, and into the beginning of Vietnam. Then came the rifle that brings us right up to today, the M16.
The M16 is the first gun of the space age. I mean, even looking at it, with that characteristic carrying handle and the fiberglass stocks.
It's a jet black, scary-looking thing. Again, Doug Wicklund sets me up.
It latches into position. Now flip off the safety and you're ready to shoot.
Okay.
That is so easy to fire. That's the first thing that comes to mind is it's easy to pull the trigger. It doesn't kick back on you. It's simple. Now, of course, I didn't hit the target, but...
Well, as these modern guns go, they're not supposed to be as quite as accurate as the old-time guns. But it is interesting that the M16 you're not supposed to fire more than a couple of rounds at a time. It was designed deliberately so you conserve your ammunition and you take your aim, which is a very American idea about fighting wars.
Rose says it may look different, but the M16 is still a direct descendant of that first Kentucky rifle.
In its civilian and military aspects, the American rifle to this day mirrors traditional American ideas about individualism and self-control and discipline under fire and, being able to think for oneself. You know, rifles are... I mean, they are part of the American character. The Americans have a relationship to rifles that other countries simply do not have.
Now, I have to say, there are going to be listeners who aren't going to like the idea of looking at American history through the evolution of rifles.
I mean, I just talk about the technology of them and the ideas behind them and what they represent and exemplify. That's my job as an historian. I'm not a polemicist one way or the other. The real point is... It doesn't really matter whether you like guns or whether you don't like guns. The point is that much of what you see about you today was indirectly or directly created by the rifle.
Alexander Rose. His new book is called American Rifle, a biography.